KQED News, I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman. California workplace regulators are calling on the Biden administration not to deport seven immigrants who protested conditions at their prison jobs in ICE detention. KQED's Taiki Hendricks explains.
In 2022, the Biden administration announced temporary protection from deportation for immigrants who cooperate with labor investigations. Now, CalOSHA wants the feds to shield men fighting unsafe working conditions in a Central Valley facility run by the private contractor Geo Group. Mariel Villarreal with the California Coalition for Immigrant Justice represents the men.
It's groundbreaking, just an acknowledgement that these detained non-citizens are employees that deserve protection of their rights, including at their jobs, which happen to be within the detention center.
CalOSHA fined Geo Group more than $100,000. Now they're fighting Geo's appeal, and officials say they need the workers here to testify. I'm Taiki Hendricks, KQED News.
The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for Solano County beginning at 11 p.m. tonight. The warning means that a combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures are expected, factors that can contribute to extreme fire behavior. Cal Fire Sonoma Lake Napa Unit says residents in Solano County should have evacuation plans in place in the event a fire starts nearby. The warning is set to expire at 8 p.m. on Monday. I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman, KQED News.